You said you're going to use Google Maps
to
get out the maze.
No, not to get out the maze, to know where the road is, so you go through the maze that way.
As I'll use my initiative.
There could be 20 bushes of maze, you're just going to crash through them, just stuck in there.
Lippy, are you calling feds to get you out?
If it don't involve water, I'll survive any survival situation, bro. Any fam. Mountain, fire, volcano. If it's ocean, I'm out of there, innit? But if it's any other terrain, I'm making it out.
No, the other one. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The peach one's better. Nah, the purple. Purple's better. Love.
Thank you. Just sent Skit shot.
Hey, you see the video? Look, did your sister take a drink from you?
Say it again.
At your house? Where your mum was whiling?
No, she took a drink out of the fridge.
I thought she
and tried to blame
you.
Me. I'm the black sheep in my house, bro.
Mumsy's too fine.
I'm the black sheep, bro.
I'm my mum's. I'm the wrong one.
And you're like, what about Mumsy?
What about Mumsy?
Oh yeah, and just gonna press next. He's gonna press next.
She pulled me to the side after I said that though.
Is it?
What a bumble clock y'all talking about. What y'all talking about?
Nothing wrong with Smooth
My
FM.
My mum's normally got the dun 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 dun.
Now. Let's get to it.
Yeah, bro.
Wait, Jad, no. Wait.
But they sang it last.
You lot all pussies. Last week I was called a gorilla. What did you man do?
I went here.
What did you man do?
I went here.
I got called a gorilla. In the comment section it said, "Raw, no one
knew that.
No one."
That's in.
You were there. You were there.
I got onto looms.
You didn't do enough.
Yes, I did. But
I was called a gorilla on the show, bro.
Bell looks like a gorilla. Caesar.
No.
This episode of Filthy Fellas is brought to you by NordVPN, the world's leading VPN and the best VPN for 2025. I think I said it weird. Yeah.
No, you did good.
I did all right. And when you're away for business or leisure, like a couple of the lads today.
Yes.
NordVPN will let you watch all your streaming services and most importantly, let you watch the football. It's the fastest VPN in the world, so no lagging and no buffering,
bro. Nothing, just
buffering
ready to go.
Is a word that I haven't seen in a while. I remember that Windows Media Player.
It's buffering. Oh yeah.
Can it access all sites?
It can, but
we lit, baby.
Relax
and listen, bro. It's safe, and your online identity, bank details, etc., safe with NordVPN. Privacy, no digital footprint.
You trust that?
NordVPN, of course.
I like that.
But you've forgotten about the disillusionment charm.
What do you
Harry
call
Potter
it?
Thing.
Disillusionment
charm.
Disillusionment.
That's like a Wingardium Leviosa,
it's
but a
so
Nord.
Disillusionment.
You're charmed by the disillusionment of delusionment.
So that means that your stuff is just safe.
It's so safe.
It's safe and it's tailored to your needs. One NordVPN account can be used up to 10 devices. iPhone, iPad, laptop. I can't even name more. You got any more devices?
Kindle.
Nintendo Switch.
Kindle.
Get over there.
GameCube.
What's he got in like, online GameCube. On there?
Oh,
old school.
Mario Party.
Listen, it's just safe.
They won't know where you
are. It's just safe. To get the best discount off your NordVPN plan, go to
nordvpn.com/filthyfellas. Our link will also give you 4 extra months on the 2-year plan. There's no risk with Nord's 30-day money-back guarantee.
The link is in the podcast episode description below.
The what section for you lucky viewers have given you lot a discount code. Mention the code FILTHYTWS when purchasing any item above £500 to get £100 off. I see Loons in there getting a watch.
Getting a galley.
I can't afford yet, but I will get it soon.
Loons, you know the strap on his watch has 2 different colours?
Multicolored straps.
It's the watch section.
Oh, we're finally announcing like big moments, bro.
Big Penn moments,
game,
bro.
Penn game final.
Penn
there
game
you go.
Final.
Let's go, bro. Sunday, 19th of October, bro. Link in description below. That's a good announcement.
That's a good announcement.
Are we going to be, guys?
We got to start
turning
up. If we
don't
pull up,
we got to
start turning up, man.
Because that's nasty work.
Penn game's good, you know.
Yeah, I'm upset. They got rid of Trappy. I'm vexed.
Who could drop an 8-bar right now? If there's one person, who could drop an 8-bar right now?
He can definitely drop an 8-bar.
Skits, drop an 8-bar right now.
You man are
about Man United.
Penn game, Arsenal. Penn game, Arsenal, right now. 8-bar.
That's why I'm not in Penn game.
You're trying to finish the bars, isn't it?
Drop bars about Liverpool right now.
You two ain't involved.
Hey, hold on. Go on.
I'm not spitting bars. I'm just saying Liverpool are dead.
Oh, Schmidt, God, remember that.
I need boat, though. I need boat.
You need boat.
I'll be boat. I'll be boat. I know the words.
I don't even know the words. How do you know the words?
I'll make up what I think boat said.
I know we started with.
Yeah.
20 times, 20 times, Man United.
All right.
20 times, 20 times, I'll say.
I say.
20 times, 20 times, Man United.
Man United.
Playing football the Matt Busby way.
All right.
That's how the rap actually started.
That's not rap, oh, man. That's choir.
What do you mean? It depends. You ain't seen the AI thing. Had they been turning the rap music into old school 60s music?
That's what. That's what I was waiting for. Cold, you know, I was waiting for that.
I'm doing the same thing.
Boys, I was a judge on Penn game. You wouldn't have been in the final.
No, I tried to help the team because he was rubbish.
I feel like
bro.
You made it. I feel like you made it, to be honest.
So what, you rap though?
I used to back in the day. I did,
same, man. I used to.
How many units did you sell? How many units did you sell?
Damn.
17. And that's calm.
You sold that in the hood.
I sold that
on the streets.
What, first year, 17 units?
It's the first, the whole career. Cause
would you say, like, could you say your career is similar to Amrin's career in the Premier League? Or
no. I was good at rapping. Like, when man put up my rap clips and that.
Nah, it's cold.
Yeah, Lippy, highlights.
Lippy's like legendary.
Highlights. Amarim just
if
has highlights.
If Amarim stops now and he puts up his highlights, they're going to say, don't come back.
Lowlights.
Lippy's yeah. got Rooney highlights.
They're going to say, don't, like, yeah. We understand why you stopped.
Yeah, yeah.
Lippy's a wonder kid.
So you was a wonder kid?
Yeah.
I was a wonder kid.
So you like a wheelchair, got injured?
It wasn't quite an injury. It was more like, you know what, man? Let's
injured.
Move on, man. Let's call
say
it an injury.
No,
it's an injury.
You got injured, man.
It's an injury, man. There it's an injury. Go. But listen, man, we've got something else to talk about. Steve-O with the Back in the Day podcast. He's got Poet on there.
Wow.
Because Poet is from back in the day.
Yes.
It's old guy.
Neither are here. But all they do is talk about back in the day.
Did anyone see it?
You know what it is? No one's seen, none of the crowd has seen Steve-O's leg. Steve-O's got a back in the day leg tattoo with bear cartoons
he does.
On his leg.
Paul has one in his arm.
See?
This is the same.
Oh, so they're just made they're for just each other. They're
linking up.
Peter Griffin and Simpsons and all the old school things.
But the link is also in the description below.
Yeah, links in the, a lot
you
of
got
links.
You got anime stuff on you as well, innit? Characters. No,
nope.
Everything. How many tattoos you got? You got like 40 tattoos, isn't it?
You lot, you don't need to do this, bruv. Football's back this weekend.
That's what I'm saying.
That's the main thing,
tats.
Yeah?
Thank the Lord.
Thank God, bro, because we're right
dying.
Now.
But what's crazy is that obviously it wasn't here this weekend because of the international break.
Yeah.
In less than 30 days, there will be another international break.
They can't keep doing this.
And then in mid-December,
we're
going to have AFCON.
I love that.
AFCON. Why are you not congratulating me, my brother?
See,
why
you
are you not congratulating me,
no, no, get
me, my
out,
brother.
Man. You pick and choose your moments,
I'm not
bro.
Even, can I,
when
what
I'm
you
in
mean?
African wars, yeah, I don't see you, bro. That's when you try to do. Now
wars?
You're doing dual heritage, bro.
I said congratulate me, bro.
I'm not congratulating you.
Ghana have qualified for the World Cup.
Code.
Once again.
Hey,
B-roll. All four of us sat here and didn't have a Scooby what was going on.
Yeah, you didn't know. I had to say it.
Tottenham High Road is about to be lit.
Tottenham High Road's going to go mad. Peckham's going to go
mad. You couldn't believe it. Ghanaian, innit?
I said it. No, I knew
you couldn't believe it's Ghanaian, bro. I know you are, but sometimes, like, there's moments
and
when you.
Hey, banger. I wish you mean what you mean. Jimmy Papa.
The way you're singing.
That's a banger.
But listen. Speaking of AFCON, Liverpool will lose Mo Salah, which takes us on to the fixture of the weekend. The big one. You lot started the season. You lot, wow. Liverpool vs United. You lot go to Anfield this weekend. You have to go back to 2016 for the last time United beat Liverpool at Anfield. It was 1-0. Who was the goal scorer?
Juan Mata. No.
Jesus.
No, that's not.
Damn.
That's not.
2016. I know who it is. No, I remember Mata. No, said, Mata no. scored
you
twice.
You got out the way quickly.
That? No, that's
was
Anfield.
That the overhead
that's
kick?
Anfield. That's Anfield.
Was that the overhead
that's
kick?
That's what?
2016.
John O'Shea.
No, you're taking the. Come on, man.
2016.
Yeah. Matt's a great shout.
Who the
shout,
hell
bro.
Was there, then?
Bro, Matt had done it in a white kit.
Was
it must have been before.
It was
Wayne,
yeah.
There you go. Raza.
Boom.
John O'Shea used
it's
to get
equal
goals.
Rivalry.
I didn't call him
Rooney. Really.
Sometimes I was calling him Wayne. Yeah, I didn't call him Rooney.
All right,
boys.
He was still there.
For the first time this season, I don't know when we're going to get to do it again. We're going to get to speak about Liverpool in a negative way, uninterruptedly, because someone isn't here.
Yeah.
Big him up every time. But
do you know how peaceful this episode's been so far?
It's not
going
to,
well.
But we're not going to have peace though. Because we're not getting to, because I'm going to talk up the things right now. Because guess what? We're going to do you a lot of favor. We're going to go to Anfield, yeah? And we're going to get something. I'm saying, Yes. You know you're looking.
Hold on. So what you're saying is,
yeah,
Liverpool, who have lost three games in a row,
yes,
three straight defeats in all competitions,
yes,
two back to back in the league, and the one in the Champions League. So you're trying to tell me, you're saying something, so I'll allow you. So you're saying maybe a draw.
We're gonna get something,
which would mean Liverpool wouldn't have won a game in four games, and I don't know, man.
And do you know why? Do you know why?
Why is that?
Man United, yeah, they have a history of ruining things. We're good at just mashing up a party. You see, when you lot were riding high, you lot were unbeaten in so many games, Man United pull up and say, stop this. You see, when Liverpool talking about quadruple, remember when that talk was happening here? Man United, Trent said two down, four, two down, starting to go, or one down, starting to go. Man United pulled up, said absolutely not. We beat these guys when we have no right to. We pull up and ruin things.
What did he say? You ruin things, but you ruin players as well.
That's true.
And you've got a couple of them that are fresh right now that ain't necessarily been Man United-ed.
Yeah.
Yet. So
Man United did.
No, yeah. They ain't got like that doubt. You understand? So it could be.
But then remember, Konate injured. Konate injured. I was going to say Conor Bradley.
Yeah, oi, oi.
But then I just done the, you know what I'm saying? Aye. Yeah.
Oi, you do that in a match, you don't turn. You can't
the
turn.
Lie. You're putting some.
You're stop doing that. Stop, doing,
we
that.
It's not
stop doing that. Stop doing that.
No, you're not having it.
You ain't got the fast switch fibre. You got a hip display, sure.
Your fibres are not twitching, bro. They're stuck. You got stuck fibres.
You say they ain't got the fast switch fibres?
Nah. Yo. The table moved more than you did.
We got three United fans here today, Menace, the boy KG, Big Scribbler. I want to ask you lot, do you think this is the best time for you lot to play Liverpool? Injuries?
Yeah.
You lot are off a win?
Yeah.
I feel like this, yeah. I feel like also as well, they're looking vulnerable in the middle. Wing backs looking vulnerable. Salah's not really trying to do any defensive work.
That's, he's gone AFCON early, by the way.
Yeah, but I think Liverpool will get better when he goes AFCON, I'm not going to lie.
Salah's gone AFCON early, do you know?
I lie, he's there already. He's chilling.
So you think back-to-back?
That's the only thing. Back-to-back four wins. Losses in a row and two back-to-back
wins. Back-to-back wins for you, those lot. Are like, two things that we haven't seen in a while. Yeah.
It's a massive week for Amorim, and it's a massive week for Slot as well, because if we beat them, they're shouting Slot out. You've already heard, you've already seen, Liverpool fans are on shaky ground.
Slot watch.
Man United are the only club that can go to a place and make people feel away, because we're rubbish. Like, guaranteed. Remember when we
beat
Chelsea?
But we have good players.
Huh?
We have good players.
That's true. But when we went to Chelsea, yeah, and we beat them, people started looking at Maresca away. Right now, they've given all the money to Slot.
Wait, when did Chelsea? You go to Chelsea?
When Chelsea, we played Chelsea, and then we got the result. We got the result. People started looking, Maresca saying, "Raw, he's negative. He's he was a coward." All these words start to, now you imagine what they'll say.
Pile it on.
If we go to Anfield, win. I want to say win, but I'm afraid.
Cerebral.
Winish.
I'm not gonna lie. I think I'll win-ish. Be real. Yeah. As much as I want you lot to win, I think this, yeah.
It's going to go two ways. You're either going to scrape it or they're going to body
this
bag.
Is, I just think they're going to move to you.
We've got a good 30 minutes in us. We need to score early because we only play good for 30 minutes. After 30 minutes, especially after the first half, we're crap.
That's
facts. Like Liverpool have enough in their engine to beat us.
Where though? How
the later the game goes, the more vulnerable we are.
When you break it down, where's Szoboszlai?
Salah loves scoring against us.
Van Dijk's a clutch player as well, like Van Dijk.
Yeah, but Van Dijk is twerking. I don't know about his thing right now.
Do you know what's going to happen? Do you know who's actually going to be the star of this game?
Who?
And I hate to say it. Who have we been on to all season?
Verts.
Bro, look at the space. Look at the space that the two are going to give him if he plays in this game. And we're going to come back to this conversation. You're going to put your hand up.
Hey, yo, Menace.
He's gonna cause us a problem. He's going to cause us a problem this game.
Their middle looks vulnerable against every team, but our middle's even more vulnerable. So it's just going to be a clash of the shit.
You still... As vulnerable as your midfield is, yeah. Like, there's still... Wertz is just... He's a good player, isn't it?
But he's going to have the space this game, though, bro.
He's going to have... But he's finding his feet in it. This is a massive fixture, you know, bro.
Push him up. I feel like in the Community Shield, I see him playing closer to Ekitike, and he was balling. I feel like while Salah's not really doing much work on the right-hand side, Wertz has to sit a bit further back. And I feel like he's a 10. So he's basically doing a Bruno. He's doing a Bruno thing right now.
I wouldn't start him.
Yeah, because he's I feel like Wertz and Salah playing in the same team. Liverpool's never, I don't feel like
I think Casemiro will just kick him up, bruv.
Yeah.
If Casemiro could get closer, bro, it's
Casemiro will do one of his slides and get
there'll
a red
be
card.
A red in this match.
Ruben Amorim wants to get his first back-to-back win in the Premier League. Mm. But history suggests it's either a heavy loss or a draw. In the last five games at Anfield, 3 draws, 2 losses. 2-2, 0-0, 7-0.
7 shots on target and 7 goals. 4-0.
0-0, bro.
Wait, I want to ask you, because you said you were confident. You were like, we always mash stuff up when a team's confident. So where's that here?
FA Cup, bro.
Look at this.
FA Cup.
At Anfield, 7-0.
There you go, FA Cup.
You were when you lost 7-0. FA Cup.
When you lot, don't do that, because you lot couldn't win at Newcastle for a long time as well. I'm just saying. Yes, I'm going to deflect.
It's not about us.
You lot couldn't. I'm going to deflect. I'm going to deflect. I'm going to deflect.
Your narrative makes sense.
I'm going to deflect.
But the context.
Do you hear what I'm saying?
That looks bad. But who's the man for that? Who was the man that was
there? Yeah, but you were
the man that was there before doing that?
You're worse now.
Why I said
is that Jurgen Klopp's record or is that Slot's?
Why I said the 2-2 draw was because if you lot remember
Slot's
the 2-2.
There. We got one game against Slot, right?
All right, if you remember the 2-2 game, that was Ruben Amorim and we nearly snatched it when Maguire, there was a pass that someone gave and then Maguire gave a bad square pass into the box and it was offside. We nearly nicked it at Anfield. When we drew 2-2, the last game we played with Ruben Amorim, we nearly nicked
there
it at
There you
Anfield.
Go.
Hence the reason I'm talking about the 2-2 game.
The shoulda, woulda, coulda team.
And we could have won it. And that's what I'm trying to say.
Shoulda, woulda, coulda.
No, you didn't. But my point was, you said you are that team that goes against the odds and mashes stuff up. But that's not the proof.
You're talking about our club. You're talking about us.
That's 3 seasons.
You're talking, listen, I'm saying, yeah, when we need to ruin things in the FA Cup, when we had to ruin it because they wanted to win a couple trophies, we pulled up and said, absolutely not. We can do these things.
What did
guys,
you ruin before that?
We've ruined a lot of stuff for you, bro.
Man City when? Took their
what
FA
else
Cup.
What did you ruin for us?
Man City as well. Man City was going to win the, was it? Was there another? Would it have been a?
Nah, they won the treble. We couldn't do nothing. They beat us in the final.
Was the invincible thing. That's the only thing you ruined.
Bro, so you ruined that. We're ruiners, bro. I'm telling you,
I
know.
No, you can't sometimes ruin and sometimes not and then say we're ruiners, bro.
Nostalgia is killing the mandem.
No, it's not nostalgia killing it. So you're telling me Man United don't pull up and ruin stuff? We
sometimes.
Do.
I'm not doing this.
Don't say we do we How pull up and
no,
ruin stuff.
No, you don't. You don't.
That's I'm not. We ruin ourselves.
Yeah.
That's the most consistent.
You shoot up your own
we're
party.
Part-time.
I see what you're saying though, because we can pull out an unexpected result
from nowhere.
I do understand that happens.
Saying that like we're so bad, but at least we pull up and affect people's season. It's not that like it's your fan base is over exaggerating, bro. You lot are still there. You lot are still in this season.
Can
bro.
I say how many?
You lot beat Liverpool. Yeah. How many points will you be behind them? Like 2 or something. There you Ooh. Go, bro. And you're talking about you're pulling up, and you're talking about you're pulling
What's
up.
What's that title challenge?
Listen, no, be honest. It's not about title challenge.
Wait, you're saying we're in a title race?
It's just about. Hey, bro.
Did you just say no? You just said what you said, by the way.
I said you'll be 2 points behind Liverpool.
And where's Liverpool?
Who's top of the league? Second.
And how far are you off Liverpool?
Brother.
A point, no?
Yeah, so.
So if we beat Liverpool, we're 2 points off. What does that mean, KG?
One game a week.
Why are you letting them get to you?
What does that mean, KG? What does that mean, KG?
It sounds kind of title charges.
That's a title charge.
Is that title charge?
Cool. That's just, I'm not, the worst thing is, I'm rating you lot. You lot are so insecure, you stopped me to go all the way up here. that's basically what I'm saying. You lot are still.
Sorry, we didn't.
You lot are still
in there for a long time.
Exactly, bro.
We ain't had experience.
What I'm saying is, it's still the beginning of the season, yeah? Obviously, if I actually thought about it, I would have clocked. Rah, Anfield, the one game he's had there, Amorim, sorry, he didn't even lose, bruv. So you lot could go into, like, when you lot was going to City, I thought you lot could win, bro. Not because I think you lot are ruiners, rare. I think you lot are a bit better this season, bro. Liverpool a bit shaky. It's going
to
be...
You got a contrarian here, though. What do you reckon?
There you go, to the scholar, to the football scholar. Hey, tactics, hey, yeah? Hey, no, you do tactics, yeah?
Don't do this.
How are Liverpool weak? Where do they...
Middle, wing-backs.
And what's that, on the counter-attack,
yeah?
Where are you weak?
We're weak everywhere. Now, that's not important. Let's stay focused on them. Yeah?
Now, we're strong somewhere.
How do we play? What's the best way to go? We go at teams? We play on the counter, surely.
Yeah, I would say, yeah. Do you know, the way we play is actually set up well to play Liverpool. I'm not going to lie to you.
No, man.
Because, fam, I'm not going to lie, when I see Liverpool running back
counters,
on the counters, I see Van Dijk struggling, I see Kanate struggling, I see Van Dijk twerking, I'm seeing, and we've got pace, and we've got quality up top. So that's it. But I said this against
City. Let me ask you this. What if they don't set up so you lot can just counter them every time?
And we'll get moved to.
Then we're in trouble.
We've got plan A. That's
Liverpool change the way they play for us, though? For us, are we that sort of team?
I think Slot might have to do it just because
City,
of the occasion.
City and Arsenal, I can understand you changing, but for us...
Nah, Liverpool, Slot plays. I wouldn't say in bare different ways, yeah, but it's just they play to the occasion, innit? You understand? And it's just... bro.
When you went to Liverpool, you lot dominated them. You lot were... I know it's Arsenal we're talking about. But then again, the pace that you lot, you kind of went at them. If Man United with Brandon Gwemo...
But the issue is we've got pace going forward, but none going back. And we're playing like high lines, we're pressing high. So every time we're caught out, you've got Euro running, you've got Casemiro, you've got like man that aren't that fast running back. And that's for me, that's a bigger weakness than what Liverpool have. Because Liverpool have got legs running back.
No, but you keep talking about the midfield. How do you lot win that midfield battle?
We don't play, you know me, Amorim don't play in the midfield. He doesn't respect the midfield, exactly. Which is why I just said counter-attacks. I said Liverpool are weak in the middle, but I don't think
but
that's
does
what
it matter?
Gonna,
I'm no. saying it won't matter against United because you lot can't play through the middle anyway.
Yeah,
you know
yeah.
what I mean?
Our middle's even worse.
Because if it's weak...
Don't talk about my team like that.
All right. If it's weak, then it don't make sense.
What it is Liverpool have ballers in the middle. Like usually they used to have like what? With Wijnaldum? Yeah. They have Henderson, Milner, like man in the middle that workhorses. Yeah, Liverpool don't really have that right now. Gravenberch is like a 6/8 kind
they're
of.
Ball players.
He's a fancy all, and then you've got McAllister, who's a 10.
McManaman.
Yeah, sorry, man. It's the Jamaican in me. It was the Jamaican in me. Yeah, it happened. You see the example. McAllister and then Szoboszlai, who's a bit of a workhorse. But realistically, they're putting him right back on all of them things there.
He's still a
so
ball player.
So I feel like in the... Yeah, you get what I'm saying? So there's no one in there that I can say, yeah, they're going to do a madness. But against United, they don't need that because there's no one in the middle that's really going to...
That's what I mean. So it's a bit weird. But
that's
Verts, what I think.
Man.
Verts, yeah. Verts,
man.
This, what? The slot play a reserve game, though? The slot, like... Since he... You know the couple results that he's had recently, yeah? Do you reckon he can't afford... He might be under pressure. And will he go defensive? Will he actually now say, I'm going to set up totally different to usual just because of the impact of this game?
Are we allowed to say I don't know on this show?
Hey, Skits. Wake up. You're talking to me?
Yeah.
Us.
He's got AirPods.
Two headphones.
You got AirPods in?
No.
I was saying, do you think Slot just relies on how much his attacking players
are? Hey, don't listen to him.
He's a madman. Get in.
Now, hear what I'm saying. Does Slot really rely on his attacking prowess?
Individual
like,
brilliance.
That he doesn't really care about
the
defensive side.
So do United, though. United's back line is...
No, what we're not going to do is move on.
That's very disrespectful, by the way.
You had... Hold on, no.
Scribs.
No, wait.
Read the room.
Stop it, play, yeah? Brother, two headphones in on a pod.
I could have had a hearing problem and it could have been a hearing aid.
What? Hearing aid?
But you don't. We didn't
meet. I do. I've got bad sinuses.
And that's helped your...
No. Guilt trip. He's trying to make us feel bad.
Nah, come on, man.
No, but the sinuses is like a breathing thing.
So you lot couldn't tell me when you look at my face and see in my ears I got AirPods in to take them out?
I only saw one, but I didn't know you had it in both.
Can we get back to the task?
We'll go back to it. That's
he's
a
on
yellow,
time out
bro.
For a bit. So
that's a yellow card, but we need him to...
We ain't got subs, bro. You're talking about yellow card.
We are stuck.
He's got to play the 90, bro. Like, it's dark.
Bro, this is like when Chido got not like brought into the first team.
When we put Chido...
We had no choice.
Yeah, we had to put Chido in the first team, bro. But it's... Bro, come on, man.
I'm not happy with that script. Skit, sorry.
Look at you.
With the AirPods.
Rico.
You lot are easily distracted by that.
Manners.
We're talking about Liverpool
manners
here.
Manners and respect. Manners.
All right.
Hey, go slot on, watch.
No. Answer the question.
Slot watch.
I did. I said, do you think Slot relies merely on the attack that he's got? That makes him have defensive issues because he just thinks, oh, my attack can go out and do the damn job.
Slot watch.
But when they don't, they fall short and then this happens.
Slot watch.
So but then what will he do starting in? Who's going in? Because is it Ekitike?
Or is it Isak, Ekitike and Salah? I thought he's going to go guns blazing.
We're not there yet.
No.
We're not there yet.
That's not guns blazing.
No.
Evil.
Gakpo.
Gakpo has to be.
Yeah, it's going to be Gakpo. But
and then who's starting?
I don't know if they should start Isak, you know, if I'm being honest.
I think they should start Ekitike.
Ekitike, Gakpo off the left and Salah.
Both of these players are going to hurt us. Any of these lot can hurt us.
Ekitike is more in his flow.
Does Isak have a record against United?
He scored once.
Oh, so yeah, he's going to play Ekitike.
Scored once.
I reckon.
It's not based on quality.
I hope he scored once, by the way.
Ekitike's in form right now, so just play.
But you don't think he's getting pressure from upstairs to play the most expensive signing?
Isak's gonna
start.
I
feel like I'm on slot watch and I feel like he's getting pressure to try and get Salah still involved, and I feel like that's a massive problem at Liverpool right now.
Is that hindering his managerial tactics?
Because I feel like on the Community Shield, I was watching Community Shield, first half, Ekitike and Verts balling, doing a madness. Yeah. Second half, I feel like Slot whispered in man's ear and was like, get the ball to Salah. And I feel like they've been trying to do that this season just to keep Salah as one of the main goal threats. And I feel like that hinders Liverpool.
Do you see Isak's face when Salah took that mad shot, the one over the bar, the rugby union
they're tired of him. I feel like Salah's only, his best opportunity at playing and doing well is when Frimpong plays, because he just runs past man and drags like two players away from him and gives Salah more space.
KG, you know what this is, isn't it?
Yeah, it gives him freedom.
You know what this is, isn't
Go
it?
On. Let me
you
know.
Said it. Big salary.
Yeah.
Energy for Mo Salah.
Salary.
Contract. I see it. Aubameyang.
Yes.
Similar.
Yes. Rashford.
Oh.
Rashford did the same.
Rashford when done the same.
When a man give a man a wicked contract.
Straight after that, he dropped down.
Honest. Let's be honest.
There's something in his contract about that's performance based. So I feel like that may be, but then that wouldn't really make sense, because why would Liverpool want to pay him more?
That's no, because if he does well, Liverpool win the league.
Yeah,
simple
but no,
as that.
No, in their head, that's how it is, because that's how it's been.
But that's what it's
but
been.
But right now, I feel like that old way of playing is not working anymore.
Who should be the leader at Liverpool? Who should be the main man? Do you reckon? Because Isak...
Gravenberg.
You're so spot on.
What? Grav? Wow. How can he be...
Grav's the centre, man.
He's got holes in his game, though, man.
As in the main man.
Defensively.
How are you talking about attacking?
Yeah, how can, how's...
Oh.
Obviously,
I thought you
good,
meant like a
but.
Captain, like the next guy that's going to step up and...
Same how we see Kobbie Mainoo, how they should... Well, they see Grav.
I wonder why he didn't work at Bayern.
Because Bayern's got bare, bro. Bayern's got bare midfielders, bro.
When your club, yeah, I'm telling you this from experience, when your hope is a young centre midfielder, you're finished. You're finished,
Fabregas,
bro.
That's Fabregas.
Fabregas, Wilshere, what do you mean? That is, it's, no, this is what it is. It's good for him. He's going to be amazing. You understand? But it don't necessarily mean he's going to drag you out of the mud. You understand, fam?
I'm thinking of an example and I can't think of
you
anyone.
You can't. Yeah. Bellingham got good, left. Even I'm talking Dortmund. Birmingham's another. You understand? So it's just young central midfield player. You want that guy to have people around him. You don't want him to be the guy that goes to win it for you. It's going to hinder him. I think that's happened to Kobe. It's even happened to some of your attacking players. Martial, Rashford.
Yeah.
You don't want to put the pressure.
Yeah.
On these younger players, innit? So to bring that back to Liverpool, that's where it kind of works for them. Because let's have it right, yeah? I know it gets to like, it probably gets to like November-ish, December, and we accept it. But we've started off the first, I know we started off last season like this, like, is Salah slowing down? Is he doing this?
Always,
is he
every
but
season.
The thing is, he's a senior, he's the most senior member of their squad, and he can kind of handle the pressure.
Hear me out
bro.
Now, hear me bro. Out, yeah? Let's look at Liverpool like proper, like not with hate, just really looking at the thing. You got Ekitike, yeah? You got Ekitike, you got Salah, and you've got Isak. Isak at Newcastle, they play the ball to him. Walter Maeda's already got how many goals now? Because why? Main man. You have to give the ball to him, yeah? Absolutely. Now you've got a guy who needs the ball. He needs to shoot. I'm hearing Ekitike's took the most shots in the Premier League so far this season. So he wants to shoot as well. He's got main man energy. Salah, someone has to say, I'm the driver. You man are in the car with me. And who's it going to be? And if you got one guy putting his shirt up.
Ekitike's got the
in a League
he's
Cup
doing,
match.
In a League Cup match, he's trying to tell you lot, guys,
I'm that man.
I'm the guy.
I'm him.
He's already in the rave at the table with the bottles. Isak come late to the
We're
rave.
We're talking
like.
About Liverpool, yeah? Liverpool have had 2 months, two men. Liverpool have won championships with two men in the front line with golden boot amount of goals, bro.
And who was the humble one? There was two humble youths.
One of them had to be humble. Bobby.
Firmino was the plate to you, man.
Yeah, wingman of the year.
Mane was more humble than... And Salah was the main
Liverpool
man.
Liverpool had that. They had those man, those humble man.
I don't
that
hear
just
that.
Put in,
Mane was not humble.
I agree.
Mane Liverpool. Was not humble.
You can have multiple.
That was a free front. You saw with Mane and Salah, you see it. There's clips of them on the bench where they're sour. They don't want to... Like, that won them things. Them two putting these men against each other.
Bobby was the balance.
Klopp, yeah, go out there, see you can score me the most goals.
Yeah, they don't have balance.
But to use that one though, weren't they both growing at the same time and trying to win something? So their situation
Everyone's
is different.
Trying to
I'm
win
the
something.
King now.
That
so
be,
remember, if you look at Mane and Salah, you can actually say they still hadn't won the league yet. So they were both literally still trying to prove themselves. One man's already won the league and you man have just arrived. I've been buying out bottles. You pull up here and I'm telling you, listen, I run this thing, pass the ball to me.
Are you talking about Salah?
I'm saying Salah. Yeah. He's not saying with the Sadio Mane thing, I can hear it because we're both trying to achieve something. What happens when you leave and I'm the main man and then these new guys step in?
But Salah's just not that, he's not that guy.
As much as I right hear now, it, I don't think it's that
he don't
deep,
put in
bro.
No work defensively. Like you can only afford taking those risks when you know you're that guy that you're
guaranteed.
overcompensating for is guaranteed to get goals and do... You're a bastard. It's guaranteed to do what he's meant to do. Salah's not guaranteed to do that anymore. He's not. And you need to look at it now. Liverpool have multiple threats up front. So defenders don't even have to... They're not even putting like four men on Salah anymore. They've got to worry about Ekotike.
They've got other problems.
And it's not even causing them much problems.
Do you remember what Loon said like a couple of weeks ago when he was like, they're trying to do an MSN thing?
Nope.
Do you remember when he said they're trying to do Messi, Suarez, Neymar? Just get goals. That's what Slot wants to do. So I don't know if that's exactly what he's trying to do, but I don't think there's a guy there that thinks he's the main man. I think they can all end up getting goals out of it.
Remove Salah.
Yeah. This summer, I guarantee.
What are you saying? Pass the torch.
We're
going to
see African
nations.
When the African nations come and Salah goes, we're going to see how they look without him. Because I know it's only half a game, but in that first half in the Community Shield where Salah barely touched the ball and Liverpool were doing their thing, it looked like without Salah, Liverpool looked
cold. They'll be
all right. Verts, Ekotike were balling.
Yeah, they were popping.
Now Verts is playing like deeper.
Was he on the pitch, Salah?
Yeah.
Yeah, but a lot of the games you don't touch the ball.
Yeah, but I know, but I'm saying the other players were overcompensating and doing their thing to a major degree. Like they looked cold.
But we haven't seen them without him on the pitch. Like if that's the case,
for
a whole game, so it's different.
That's what I'm saying. AFCON, we're gonna see. Mm. We'll see. But I feel like Liverpool will do well in the AFCON without Salah.
Well, you know what Liverpool do, they're media darlings, and they're going to use the media in the greatest way to push narratives and push agendas. And Klopp has spoken publicly about
what does he do with himself right now, by the way?
He just pulls up whenever Liverpool need him.
Whenever Liverpool need him, bro.
He just says...
He's a spokesperson for Liverpool.
He literally pulls up, here you go. He's just outstanding. Once in a century talent, and soon Frome will show that in every game.
Florian.
Florian.
What do you call him?
I'm not going to lie. You lot don't disagree with that. You lot rated this youth.
I still rate him.
Bro, I said from day, man that come from over there, you have to take it with a pinch of salt, what's going on. And we're seeing it first.
No, but
hand,
I rate
bro.
Him, but he's just underperforming to our standards, like to his standards.
What's his standard? Can I be honest?
Tell
I feel like no one knew his standards. I feel like none of you lot have watched
four
games of my man.
No, I'm low.
Bro, let me just land. You're different.
He's my football manager, gunman.
You man born
gunman.
In like 2019 are different. Us man here, I'm telling you, we're from the era where... We feel like we're Dan's in this football thing. Man don't need to watch you. If certain men are rating you, I'll rate you as well.
Yeah.
I'm not on that. I got the long coat.
So did you know that?
Copa Mundials. Yes. I said it with Sancho. Yeah. I said it with Timo Werner. Yeah. The one I got wrong, Haaland. Damn.
Wait, so you're saying...
No.
You're saying you watched Verts.
That's a different type of player. That's a different
Wait, you're saying you watched Verts and you didn't see what we're seeing.
I didn't watch Verts, but from what I saw in the Euros... A couple of the Leverkusen games I'm watching, especially the Leverkusen games, especially clips. Look at who you're playing against, bro. Look at what you're playing against.
Lippi was on Lewandowski, so Verts doesn't stand a chance.
Nah, is it my team? Nah, I weren't on Lewandowski.
No way, but I want to say as well, because we're just focusing on Bundesliga. He did his thing in the Champions League as well. And he would, bro, I think
where did Leverkusen go in the
No, but I think
League?
He had like most G8 in the whole, ask, in the whole
did,
of the
did, who knocked out
Yeah, but
Leverkusen?
You can't do that though. You know why?
That's an important question. He's asking an important question.
Before you tell me why I can't do it, who knocked out Leverkusen?
I don't remember.
That says a lot, boy.
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. But he's still done it in the Champions League.
Who knocked out Red Bull Salzburg? When Haaland was there getting hat-tricks every
What's
game in group
stage.
Bro, man, you can say about Leverkusen and you
Haaland,
don't know
Haaland
what.
Came
man,
from
I'm still
Dortmund,
doing
though.
Their bit. Whether you
Haaland
focus,
came from Dortmund.
Yeah, but I'm saying Salzburg. Before Dortmund, he was... When he burst onto the scene in Champions League, it was Salzburg. It wasn't Dortmund.
Let me ask you a question. Do you not rate Musiala?
I rate Musiala.
But what are we doing here?
What do you mean? Why he's different?
No,
work.
But why is he different?
He's about a foot taller, first of
oh
all.
Oh my
yeah.
God. Aesthetics.
Let me just man. It's not aesthetics.
His name's Jamal. That's why.
Man's talking about what man's doing in Champions League. But you see Musiala, yeah? That's a youth. From he's a youth. 18. How old is he now? Like 20? 20,
21, 22, 20,
yeah.
Maybe.
But from a youth. This youth was a madness, bro. You didn't need no Leverkusen unbeaten season. You saw this youth is an out and out wonder kid. Him with the ball at his feet is ridiculous. You understand? Man, he's one of them men where I remember when he was a youth, they all wanted him to play for England and all of them thing there because of certain heritage things. Wirtz is a youth that's, for me, and I'm going to say it straight, that's popped up because bare these younger talents recently have been kind of meaty. You're saying nah, but all of these, let's name them. So we've got Wirtz.
What are you talking about? Youngsters?
In world football, bro. Alisa? Yeah, the youngsters in... Alisa is cold. But again, man knew about Alisa. I'm talking about the...
Yamal?
Yeah, but Yamal's a
You man are talking
I'm
about
talking
the...
I'm talking like the Wirtz, the Wirtz.
Zaire Emery.
You think that's Wirtz?
No, but as in you're talking about position. I'm talking about position.
Bro, I'm talking about the youths, yeah? That just have good press, like Shirky. Who's landed. Fair enough, he got injured, but he wasn't great. And no one cares, bro. It's just because he's good, we're just saying he's good. Sancho is the epitome of that. Only now, because he's getting done by a certain rapper gyal and all them thing there now.
Client.
Man's accepted that his thing's rubbed out. These youths were never that good, bro. That's the harsh reality.
Nah, man.
They have all... It's the truth, bro.
Genuine question. Why did Liverpool buy Wirtz?
That's an important question.
Like, why did they buy him?
That's an important question.
No, but people are asking that when they signed him.
I'm asking the question. What, like, why did Liverpool buy Wirtz? What were they trying to do? What were they trying to replace? What were they trying to improve?
I think they're just trying to change their football.
I think they're trying to thing, yeah.
You spend that money, and I said it the other day, that's the first signing you made. And you made that before the season finished. Like, that's a standout signing. So ideally, he's in your plans. You've done that early doors.
But they signed a centre-back.
This is why, let's go back to what Klopp's saying, because Klopp said more. Like, he didn't just drop that one. And this, he gets them to pattern up. Anytime he sees something, remember when Trent everyone was cussing Trent. He steps out and says, hey, Liverpool fans, listen
Klopp
to me.
Here.
It's Klopp here. I won you loads. Everyone shut up. So this is where he's gone. He said,
you
don't have to worry about Florian because his quality is so outstanding. Everything is fine. This is what they do. Everything is fine. Yeah. Everyone knows that. The discussion is just certainly being blown out of proportion. Stable environment at Liverpool. Also, the club is great in moments like these. There you go. So he's kind of saying, hey,
calm down.
It's still a bit mad, but this club, we look after talent. And he goes, if anyone is worried, you don't have to. You can stop now. That is like a G-check. He always pops out, G-checks the Liverpool fans, and now Liverpool fans, they listen to him, because if Fergie told me to like Moyes, and I almost listened.
This is what I mean about managers.
Fergie told me, on his last day, he said, the new guy, back him.
He sounded unsure still.
Bro, we were really here for Moyes, because you believe in him. We all clapped it, because you're thinking, he made the song. He made the Arnie Slot song. Arnie Slot. Remember? That's what Klopp did. So I'm telling you right now, he's going to have all the Liverpool fans. Watch this guy perform. Oh my God, Klopp's done it again. You're right. He might do it.
He's not going to do it.
He might have that game.
I'm showing you, bro. I'm showing you.
Nah. This handing over not the torch back thing is annoying. Like.
He nearly got the assist he nearly got against Chelsea, though.
Do you remember when Klopp said we get too many penalties and we stopped getting them? Remember when Bruno was taking every week?
But Klopp also said that Martinelli's the talent of the century.
Yeah, bro. This guy gets things
when
wrong.
When did he say that?
He definitely said it.
When did he say that? Stuff.
He said it when he was younger. Talent of the century.
Klopp told...
No. He's a good liar.
Klopp's a good liar because he told us Ralph Ragnick was the man that He told us he's the truth.
But Ragnick was right.
No, but he should have been. This is your Ragnick curse. Right. It's your club. I'm sorry.
Klopp didn't want Salah. Club. How about that?
Huh?
Klopp didn't want Salah.
Say that again.
Klopp didn't want Salah.
Who wanted Salah?
He didn't want Salah.
But who wanted?
Who was he meant to sign instead?
I can't remember who it was.
Someone else said Salah.
FSG wanted Salah. Klopp wasn't really on Salah. So sometimes the judgment...
Mkhitaryan.
...isn't 10-10. Don't say Mkhitaryan.
No, I'm just saying he played with him in it, so I was saying.
But why has he gone outside and gone crazy? Is he seeing the Liverpool fans panicking and he's trying to calm everything down because he knows his moments, he picks his moments to
slot watch.
I think Liverpool fans are panicking. They should be panicking, bro. Because things that their fan base, everyone's fan base is saying about other players, is going on with their players. So for instance, Gyökeres is rubbish and rare. Isak is doing worse than him. We're just not going to talk about that because obviously we know Isak's very good and they're kind of just in that, they're in that mode, yeah? Well, I'm not saying they're in the same situation as Arsenal, all in it, but I think they've gone into that mode where their fans are kind of unsure, in it.
They're getting withdrawal Klopp not even feelings, because of what Klopp did for them.
It's like, what's going on here? He's broski. I've never seen Loon sweat the way he's been sweating. Even then, I play football with loons, all these things.
But they're still protected, though, because today, yeah, The Athletic brought out an article, yeah? And it was the 20 agents had to say the best signings or the mistakes this season, right? So they put them in a list. I couldn't believe it. Number one, the worst signing, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Benjamin Sesko.
Why not, though?
Hold on. Let me keep going with the list. Next, Trafford. After that, Wissa. Yeah. After that, Jadon Sancho. After that, the Chelsea player, Facundo Buonanotte, whatever his name is.
Boy, I think.
Yeah? Then they put in Evan Ferguson. Evan, yeah? That makes no sense. Went to Roma. Then you got Connor Cody. Went to Wrexham. Now they start to show Liverpool some love. Kirkes. Amari Hutchins, Gittins, Anthony, yeah? I don't even know how to say his name. Dango Atara, yeah? Florian Wirtz and Isak at the bottom.
Hold on. They said Atara is one of the worst.
This is the worst deal.
Sesko's there. Just, I closed my...
Sesko's top. Sesko scored more scores than all of them.
You have to remember, they're not saying... Listen.
Sesko scored more than all of them.
Listen, my brother, man.
Don't say it again.
No, we heard it.
Bro, it says worst deal, yeah?
Worst deal.
That's why Altara's there. Altara costs like almost 60 mil or something. It's just, bro, what you lot have paid for these players, these guys aren't doing well. Maybe, I don't understand what's going on.
But hold on,
what point are you trying to make? I don't understand.
So why is the two flops of the season so far... Verz and Isak at the bottom.
That's the worst deal. If they're
that's gonna be the worst deal. They're the most expensive.
Yeah, but what are you trying to say though?
Sesko shouldn't be at the top.
Liverpool's protected. He's saying media darlings.
Why ain't Arsenal signings there? Why ain't there more Chelsea? You lot are chatting.
Your signings are done well.
No, they're saying that your deals are good. They're saying this is the worst deals in the Premier League so far.
Saying Sesko has been the worst.
Sesko's the worst buy this season.
When was this decided though?
Today.
No, this is come out today. When was it? When did they vote?
I hear him. When did they vote?
Okay. So, all right. No, okay. Yeah. I like what he did. Because
right. That's why Altara's he's gone
with emotional, yeah? Uh-huh. So whenever this was decided, yeah? Are you telling me that the likes of Volta made, who is, how much did he come in for? 65 million? Was that a good deal? Did they know it was going to score? Or did they do it before?
Hold on.
Hold on. Let's keep going.
I can't even answer the question.
No, but I'll give you more names.
I'll give you more names.
Because I'm saying, whenever you've done this thing, either Isak's meant to be not on this list at all because he's a great signing, yeah? Remember, that's a great deal. It's Isak. So you've either watched games and now put Isak at the bottom because what's he doing there?
Yeah, because he shouldn't be there.
He shouldn't be.
You just answered your
you
own question.
You two aren't even arguing against each other.
No, they're thinking of different things. Yeah.
No, I'm making exactly sense.
Can I answer your first question? You said, is Walter Maeda a bad deal? Yeah? First of all, no. My thing is, broski.
Go on.
They land lost. I'm going to land it. They lost their striker for 125 million, right? Then they signed a new one for what? 60 something. That's not a bad deal.
Same price as Sesko.
That's not a bad deal. That's not a bad deal. That's not a bad deal.
Same price as Sesko.
And he's scoring.
But he's better.
It's not a bad deal. First of all, what money who's Sesko replacing?
Hoyland.
What money did you get for Hoyland? Nothing.
I'm breaking it down, bro.
That was off the back of... Because how much did Sesko cost all in? 85 million.
No.
So
what are you much, doing?
How much did
less
it cost?
Less the same prices.
Euros.
Don't do euros.
Stop
the
it.
Same
Stop
price
it.
As Walter Maeda.
Walter, what do you mean? Why is Walter Maeda's better than
I don't
him?
Know. I don't know.
What do you mean
early
from
doors, zombie prisoners at the moment. We gotta wait.
Wait, so that means, yeah, they're actually watching the Premier League and they've made this list at this point. Surely.
When did they make
that
the
means? Because whatever happens now, remember these are they cost the same amount, and they're both young talents. Yeah. When have they made this list? Because if they've made this list just now, why is Verts and Isak so low?
Walter Maeda shouldn't be on there.
We talking about Sesko or fucking Verts.
I'm talking about this list is upside down, bro.
The whole point is that Liverpool are protected, so their players are at the bottom of the list instead of being at the top of the list.
The matter thing is, you were arguing. And the point that KG's making is the fact that Isak and Verts are down there. Man, not talking about Voldemort and
That's what I don't understand.
What he's trying to say is Liverpool are protected. Cause why is
if they're protected?
But that's what he's saying. Cause he's talking about he's linking it to Klopp.
Exactly. That's
he's
what
linking
he's
it to Klopp. That's what the conversation
saying.
Is.
Cause really and truly, you'd agree with saying that they've been flopped so far, Verts and Isak. So why are they not higher in the list?
Lippy just read it wrong the first time and flipped.
You've taken the point the wrong way.
No, I didn't. My thing is, he's disgusted that Sesko. it got named as the worst deal.
Based on Liverpool being so low.
That's it. They shouldn't be that low.
And they spend
point.
The most. This is the biggest deals.
That's a madness.
It's a conspiracy.
That's 200 mil right there.
That's
at the bottom.
Yeah, at the bottom, yeah. It should be at the top.
You lot got victim mentality, man. That's weird, bro.
You're the Liverpool king of the... You man are the victims, though. You man have been the victims. Don't tell us we got victim. Man. You man have been the victims.
Second,
don't do that.
3 years in a row.
You man are the victims, bro.
Of what?
When you write letters to the FA about... Referring situation.
He's like, bun what you're saying.
You're a victim, bro. You've been the victim. You Arsenal fans are victims, bro.
Broski, name what are you talking name about? Three journalists on that list that voted.
Any
you don't even know them,
the
brother. No, but my thing is, you can see anything. That could be the Ross Clark. What's it? New York Times. That could be Chicago Times, brother.
That's why I closed it.
Hey, you're telling me Sesko is a worse deal than Wissa?
Yeah.
How?
What do you Wissa's mean? Wissa's prem proven. Wissa scored 19.
How much did they pay for him?
They paid 40 something million or 50 million for a guy that just scored 19 league goals. What are we doing here? What are we doing here?
That's a good deal.
Your head's gone.
That's a good deal.
Your head is
Wait,
gone.
Wait, that's a good
bro.
Deal.
Why is it not a good
Why
deal?
Is it what? No.
You prick.
Your head's gone. We're pricks now.
For a 29 year old, that's almost his contract.
Last year, Sesko.
You're comparing it to Sesko.
Sesko makes this longevity in the Sesko deal.
You shouldn't have gone with Wissa.
Wissa is a bad deal.
I know, but you shouldn't have gone with him.
Whenever this piece was created, Wissa hasn't played any football. Wissa's not played.
Wirtz is right there. You should have just gone for Wirtz. Focus.
This is the thing, yeah? Wirtz got bought off the back.
You know it's bad.
This is my thing, yeah? Wirtz got bought off the back of doing something, yeah? Because of the money, they still put him there. Same with Isak. Because of the money, they still put him there. Sesko ain't done nothing and cost that much. And you basically got finessed into copping him. It's a bad deal. What do you mean? Broski, you wanted Gyökeres.
You're moving mad.
Broski.
I don't know. We didn't want Gyökeres.
Cool, man.
You're moving mad.
We didn't want Gyökeres.
Let's move on.
And I'll say this, because we're going to leave in it. I'll say this for sure, yeah? If Man United signed Wissa at 29 years old,
that's the worst
54
deal.
Million.
That's the worst deal.
This whole table would sound completely different, but I understand.
You make good points, you know, but it's too spread out.
But you see me at 34 years old. Yeah. I respect man in their late 20s. Athleticism. That's not. I'm not like these youths on Twitter that thinks everyone.
Respect let me. Just no, no, no. You didn't respect me.
My thing is, I'm not under anyone bought after 27 is a bad deal. That's career mode. In logic, bro. This is football. Isak is doing well right now. You're trying to tell... You got the other Brentford guy that does well. Fair enough, he's not 29. But if he was, you think... I think that was a bad deal. You think that... He looks 29.
Whistle.
You know, Mbeumo. My thing is, I don't care how old anyone is, bro.
It's the bed.
It's the player. It's here, right now. You man came 15th, brother.
There you go.
You don't have time for longevity. What do you mean, and there it is? You're telling me about...
I feel like I just got told off. I don't know why.
You're allowed to talk about the future that ain't happened, the hypothetical future, but I can't talk about the facts past that's definitely happened, that's got us here to this point.
And you
might
have been victims right for now, 22
brother,
years.
You just said the Sesko
we'll
deal has on. Longevity.
We'll
based on what?
Do you know what? You're never going to agree because
based
there's actually nothing
what?
To agree or disagree.
Alcohol's anonymous.
Brother, you see me? I talk about football with a football brain. I don't.
It's an agenda.
I can put the Arsenal to the side to talk ball.
He's got an agenda.
Man can't do it. Exactly. What's my question?
You had me say agenda.
He's got an agenda.
On what's my agenda?
Before we continue.
Be sure to subscribe to our channel and hit that notification bell to get notified about our latest video. Stop. 2 seconds, people. Because I told people.
Screenshot, show them.
To DM me when they subscribed.
They did.
And fam, they hit me up, bro. I can't lie. Yeah, man.
Hey, well done, man.
They did.
Well done, Kimini.
They did. I said that. You know what it is? I said I was going to shout some out.
Shout some out,
no.
Then. Why?
Because more have to subscribe.
Fair enough.
Before I shout them out. And then I'll shout out the last batch. And then we work like that. But
that's
it's too
cold.
Easy because then they're just going to stop, bro.
Carry on.
If you're watching on your phone, do it too. It's easy. Everyone's watching YouTube. It's a quick thing. Yeah? Allow notifications. Press that bell. Yeah?
Kiss my
Are you all right now? I've never
done that. I'm always good.
You look good now.
Disagree to disagree.
Can we agree to disagree?
We can, because like I said, I don't think what you're saying is a madness. I'm just providing the other angle.
Let's go again.
Simple, man.
Let's go again. Listen, can Man United win this game?
You know what? Yes, because you lot
The stature of the game.
I want to say in form, but in a... When it comes to this season, this is probably the most positive mood you've been in. It's kind of, apart from when you lost to Arsenal in a good way. and Liverpool, there's definitely...
Are we agreeing to disagree?
is that agreeing to disagree?
That's mad.
That's backfired, though.
You lot are spiteful,
Let me just land. My thing is, and this is the worst mood Liverpool has been in a while. You understand? So... You can win that game.
United can prove something and take advantage of the things that's going on at Liverpool right now, or it could just all start falling down.
Do you know what I want to happen? Can I say this? Arsenal fans, can you do me a favour? Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
If we win, I want a letter of thanks.
But you're not getting nothing.
Wait, hold on. I need you lot to pull up, say, KG, Man United, thank you so much for making us the front runners. Thank you so much for giving us the opportunity to win this league.
So you're not going to thank yourself?
No. Why can't you cheered for Chelsea? You lot celebrate. I remember you lot tried to do a watch along when it wanted Spurs to be City. And it all became Spurs
Who's
fans.
You lot, bro?
All the Arsenal fans.
No, I was just a Son
like
fan.
All the Arsenal fans.
I just
fans,
supported Son.
And then
Son.
They got mad when Son missed.
Yeah, I was mad.
Shut up then. So if you can support your North season. London rivals, oh, you can write us a letter.
Bro.
You can. Hey. Write us a letter saying thank you for mashing work. We really appreciate it.
Menace, can Man United win this game?
Will you do it?
Why would I write you a letter? Were you talking? Broski, what? This is what it is, yeah? This is so dramatic. Broski. It's a game of football. You go there to win. Every team that turns up
Won't
on the grass
be dramatic
is
man,
there to
we
win.
We haven't won there since 2016.
Yeah, but that don't mean I have
we've
to
done
write.
You. That's actually a moment of a letter, don't you think? 2016. I think that's letter worthy.
Let me just hit a United man. Come on, can you get a result? Can you get a result? These men are
say shuffling. Say it together. 3, 2, 1.
Yes, KG's yes. Your spokesman right now.
Draw.
You said draw.
Yeah.
I think we could win the game still.
Why?
Yeah,
I learned from my mistakes because I said this against Man City and I had all these tactical ideas about things that would happen.
Yeah, but you was right for the first half an hour.
This is what I'm saying. We only play good for 30 minutes. After that, Liverpool are just going to do their thing.
I think we could win, man.
Why?
You don't believe that.
Nah, let's keep it up, man. Is Kanate injured, innit? Kanate is a doubt.
I don't know if
so who they playing at
thing.
The back. If they're playing Grav, because Grav played for them against Chelsea, innit, when they had no choice.
Yeah, I see them.
If Grav plays at the back, or if they play Joe Gomez, that's a doubt. And then you've got doubts in that team, bro. Kirkes, are you playing Kirkes or Robertson? No one knows. Are you playing Frimpong or Bradley? No one knows. Wait. What's the midfield looking like? Is Salah going to turn? Like,
Would
I rather if Kanate plays? This season's Kanate, yeah. This season's Kanate, yeah, 100%. And I'll go as far as to say I'd rather the Virgil I see this year to play as well.
It doesn't matter then. It doesn't matter who plays at the back because they're shaking with Joe Gomez.
Joe Gomez could come up with a point to prove. It could be a Charlton Joe Gomez. And then Salah could turn up and say, "What United? The man I used to
we're
rough
doing
up.
Too many hypotheticals.
I'm back."
That's us. Where they should have.
That's Salah though. Salah. If we're talking about facts, literally talking about facts.
Left back. Or left.
Dorgu. This is what I'm saying. If Frimpong plays
Dorgu,
though.
We got Luke Shaw connection. Them man,
if Frimpong plays,
that'll be interesting.
Luke Shaw. It's Dorgu and Luke Shaw. It's darkness.
Salah might move to him, you know.
Dorgu's been one of the better players for us this season.
Yeah, I like Dorgu. I'm not going to lie.
He's been one of the better players for us this season.
But Luke Shaw, them lot. Like, I know the reasons. Even I didn't believe a word you were saying when you're talking because you're smiling and you don't believe
what?
It. I know when you're telling the truth, bro.
I do believe
you
it,
don't
bro.
Believe Man United are going to win.
Why would I say that then?
Bro, I know when you're saying stuff and you truly mean it, bro. Certain times you're like, KG, got this. There's no kidding.
I'm not next to
bro.
You.
No, but you wouldn't tell me.
You got a heavy hand.
I know when, like, bro, you just said it.
Yeah,
you just said it.
Bobby Lashley.
For the sake of it. You just said it.
No, I believe we could win. I'm just getting memories of me saying the same thing against City.
Same United fans. If you lose.
Who called him Mark Henry?
See what I'm saying? I'm not protecting.
You're not mad. Viscera. Skit, stop. Stop. Oh. Stop. Stop.
Big Daddy V.
Big Daddy V.
What's the same passage?
Bro, I'm an OG, you know?
Man said Viscera.
All right.
Bro, who are we fighting?
Skits is out of order.
Go on.
Let's talk about the game, yeah? So you've given your reasons for why you think you could win this game. Now us, man, that aren't United fans, we're going to talk about why you might not win this game. And just allow us.
Cool.
It's just... Angels advocate. We're just talking football.
Yeah, hey.
So, let's be honest. The big one is this Anfield. Anyone can lose there at any moment. It's no matter how Liverpool are doing. Yeah, you get fortress. Me? Just talk about Liverpool now. Yeah? Salah, Isak, Gakpo. Regardless of form, these are guys that you don't want to see with the ball at their feet against your back line, bro. He's on fire right now. I saw the screamer the other day for Holland. Yeah.
You're right, man. Despite performances.
You understand? Their midfield unit, as much as it might not be, because I thought that's where we might be able to catch them out. I know maybe the Marino thing, but whatever. I still thought we could fight them.
It took a wonder goal, though.
But it's all about just, it's hard to play against for 90 minutes. You understand? It's demotivating. You get me? Playing against these ball players, the relentless attack. Like, it's hard, bro. Mm. And to talk about you lot now, again, not to go individually, but, bro, the way you lot defend, yeah, because where we didn't do well against you lot, yeah, as well as we were playing, we don't have a lot of attacking threats. You understand? You lot do badly against attacking threats at any level at this point. You saw it at flipping with Grimsby. You understand? The second a guy's got a little bit of pace something about him, directness is mad. That's Liverpool's whole front line, bro.
But yeah, the chances that they're going to create, they're going to be often. Because this is the thing, if you lot want that early goal, you lot are going to sit back. No, but we might start with Mason. It might be a Mason Mount thing.
It will definitely be Mason Mount.
It might be a Mason Mount thing.
It will definitely
not in the nine.
Just maybe in one of the tens and just running around like a madman. He does a lot of good when it comes to pressing.
I think you should play him in the nine, you know, and just scumbag it, bro.
It's you, Sesko.
I'm going to say, can I revoke my draw? We're going to lose. Listen to your speech. And it made a lot of sense.
That's what I was trying to do. What did you look to argue honest, back? He's like,
bro,
you know what, brother?
I'm not going to lie to you. Because this is what it is. No, it's not. It's just common sense. Football's not common sense all the time, no? This is why I thought that we could beat Man City and we didn't. Listen, at the end of the day, yes, we play good for 30 minutes. After that 30 minutes, we still got a long time to go. And Liverpool can bring on Ekitike. They can bring on Isak. They've got ballers to bring on that we will not be able to handle. So I can't see us maintaining.
We can bring on Konya.
I like Konya.
You look just want to shit on our players,
I like
bro.
Konya, but Amorim likes to bring on centre-backs. So I don't know where we're going to
go.
We
might have. You see, this game will make sense for it, though. Because if them man are relentless, bro, Maguire's not running the whole game. You're going to have to take this game. If we get subs and we... Depends on if we're chasing the game or whatnot. But bro, eventually the defence will crumble.
I've seen too many poor second halves.
Who's going up against Ahmad?
Too many.
That's a big question. Because Ahmad, on that side, you have to look after Ahmad and Mbeumo. And Mbeumo just happens to get free. Like this is where it's going to be difficult.
So is it Kirkes?
And they're at in that position, if it's Kirkes, he hasn't been good. He hasn't started.
I think he's going to trust Robertson.
I think it's
more.
Robertson.
He
I think it's Robertson.
He's old now, man. His twitch muscles ain't
it's
working.
It's about trust. It's about the level, man. Mm-hmm.
This is where Man United should be looking out wide, especially in that position. You're gonna give the ball to Mbeumo. He is dangerous, and they're creating a bit of a relationship. Hopefully, we start Euro. Hopefully, I don't want to see the likes of Dalo and these mistakes. I need to see.
But you know. Amorim.
Amorim's going to do a Matty.
Yeah, he's going to do a Dalo.
I reckon he drops Ahmad.
He's going to do a Dalo.
Drops Cunha.
He goes back to
the
Iberia.
I'll start Mount 9, G. Scumbag thing.
You don't think... So
he's not rating Sesko. He's not rating Sesko.
It's just legs. Energy.
Brother. Whether I rate him or not, this is a weird season for nines in their new systems. Up to Alexander Isak, who I think is one of the best in the league, innit? Yeah. And I think in a game like this, bro, just...
Not for Voldemort, though.
That guy, but he's because he's not playing in a team like Liverpool.
You mean
or,
big
or
teams?
Arsenal, exactly. Okay, fair or enough. United. Because these are guys that have been plucked from wherever they are, where they're the best guys. Everything kind of goes through them. And they're still there to kind of be the best guys, but they got this extra responsibility now. You understand? And in a game like Liverpool, like you saw Sesko, Jokeres at Anfield. I'm not saying Sesko's like Jokeres, but in those kind of games, bro, you're not even Ekitike in the Arsenal game, bro. It's not a game for the nine.
Sesko will be the reason why we get signed out this game. I'm just saying. I'm honest. No, I'm not. No, I believe that. No, I'm not even. I'm not even saying that for no reason. I honestly believe that because now we're playing direct to him. When we bypass, we bypass the midfield because we don't like to use the midfield. It's true. We bypass the midfield and we do the knockdown run thing. So now he's gonna knock it down, same way we did against Chelsea. Route one. We do route one.
Are you man gonna break that curse of back to back wins? Are you going to break happening. That curse?
Well, our form's all over the place, isn't it? Lost. Literally. Listen here, this is the run. Yeah? This is our form, by the way. Lost, draw, win, loss, win, loss, win. Can we get the W?
No better place to do it, man.
No back-to-back
Can
wins.
Can we do the back-to-back? Is it possible?
We have got a back-to-back win, you know?
A home back-to-back win.
Back-to-back home wins.
Oh, come on. That's shameless. That is shameless.
So you're terrible away.
I only got 100% win record with Lamens in goal.
Can we talk about it, Lips? Please. No, because when it was on, no.
At the moment, you lot don't have back-to-back anything, bro. That's looking like, you know them old school cheats on GTA? L-O-W, red, like, just looking like
that
a sequence.
Like a cheat.
It's looking like a sequence. Like, so it's a thing where it's everywhere. It's hard to say what's going on. You understand? Because even in some of these losses,
there's a pattern.
You look
though.
All right.
No, there's a pattern.
Like, I could go game by game, yeah? The first game, Arsenal, you lot looked decent.
Listen.
For me, yeah? Fulham, yeah? You lot went Craven Cottage.
Should have won.
That first 10 minutes was a madness.
This is what we
yeah?
Mean.
Then you beat Burnley. I don't think that was a good game. City, is that?
That was crazy, yeah.
City the next lost. Game. Yeah, lost to City, beat Chelsea, lost at Brentford.
But that's wrong though, because they should have sent the man off. We didn't, we never, we were, they should have sent the man off. It's true.
So the pattern is wrong. The pattern is wrong.
Am I not lying? Am I not lying? The guy came out and apologized. The referee came out and apologized.
This guy said we're victims.
We need to do something about that though.
No, I know, boy.
This guy's saying we're victims.
There's no point. Just look at the fucking pattern.
Simple, bro.
The consistency is this we're playing that? Teams with 10 men and teams that relegation fodder, we get a result. When it comes to anybody else,
they need a man sent off.
So who gets sent off for Liverpool then?
Gravenberch?
I hope so. Just so that Wisser sitting next to me next week could talk to me.
Based on this pattern, we can say after you win, you drop points.
Yeah.
Facts.
Yeah.
It's there.
Yeah, it's there.
You understand? For my man's whole time at United, after he wins, the next game you drop points. That's what's happened.
Do we have that for Liverpool? Because I know their one says
LLL.
One says
LLL Cool J.
La 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 la.
One thing I'll say. The game before any win, you didn't win.
You lot are pricks because it doesn't even exist. You ain't got that for Liverpool. That's what I'm saying, bro.
Brother, what are you talking
agenda?
About? Agenda. Listen. You just said it's known that you lot haven't had a back-to-back win.
I hear you.
So anyone you beat the game before, you didn't win.
Yes.
That's not
an agenda.
We're going
to break the cycle.
Broski, yeah, we can have that conversation, but that's not what we're talking
about. We're going to break the cycle.
Broski, I hear that. Yeah. But we're saying that the cycle's been the cycle.
Five,
yeah, this is
five
Liverpool.
W's.
This is
CDLs.
Liverpool.
No, we're not doing all comms.
No comms.
We're doing Prem.
Oh, it's doing.
If there was all comms, there'll be an extra L for you lot, you know.
Yeah, Grimsby.
It wouldn't even be an
L. No, that's our back. Don't. Look at this. I'm saying right now. So if you go by their trend, there's a lot more L's to
pattern.
Go. If we go by the pattern, yeah, wouldn't you say there's a few more L's to come for Liverpool?
No, because there's only two L's in their name, so they're going to
nah,
win that
but
match.
If we're going off,
you
listen,
stink.
That's the worst
what
thing
did.
I've
what
ever heard.
What the hell was he doing?
That's
What's
the
doing?
Worst thing I've ever
on a,
heard.
On a data researching thing, we could say on a United that the pattern, we can more predict what's going to happen.
There's an
because
algorithm.
We've got the...
The algorithm.
Ruben
the,
algorithm.
The algorithm. Ruben algorithm.
Ruben algorithm.
But with Liverpool now, it's like... This is like a something has happened blatantly.
Yes.
Two games ago. You get me? So again, you have to pre this. You understand? So it's again, bro. My thing is, yeah, I just think a bad Liverpool is better than a bad United at Anfield.
That's a good argument.
At Anfield.
That's a good argument.
But who said we're a bad United on that day?
Broski, look.
That's expectations. Look at
that. You lot are both bad right now. You lot are both, yeah.
Yeah, we are.
Last, if we're doing last five games, it hasn't been great for either of you.
Yeah. I can say whatever I like because I'm not going to be here next week. I'm getting a holiday with my family. So I'm going to say Man United are going to win this game.
How much?
I'm going to say confident 2-1.
That confident? 2-1 is never a confident game.
Just getting two goals at Anfield is incredible and getting out of there safe.
Jesus. Clips, what are you saying?
2-1.
I think 2-0 Liverpool. I don't think you lot will score, man. But I think it will be... I think you'll be proud of you lot.
What?
We're going to be 2-0 and proud.
What kind of Liverpool bro conversation is that?
It'll be 1-0 for ages. And then the 2-0 will go late and it's just going to, yeah, it's going to hurt. So that's what I think will happen. I hope it doesn't, though. I hope you lot win. I really want you lot to win.
Man United.
I'm gonna go brave.
Let me hit the scoreline.
Lemons keeps his clean sheet record. 1-0.
Whoa.
I'm going 1-0.
That would be incredible.
I'm going 1-0.
I would be a prick.
I'm going 1-0.
Jad Kielka.
3-1 to Liverpool. Yes. They get a goal, but no, they're winning that game, man. I was going to say 3-0, but then I think they're going to score. You lot somehow find a way.
I was going to say 3-1 Liverpool as well, but United score first.
Yeah, I see that happening as well.
I just think it's going to be 2-2. We're going to see another 2-2. They're both terrible defences, so I think 2-2. And I'll be happy days for me.
Listen, slightly more interesting news. I saw this. Joe Willock, Haaland's very own, got lost in a maze.
Mental.
What? Did you see the maze?
Yeah.
It was a lion's face. Listen, I seen a movie.
Are you
not
being
too
serious?
Long ago. He got lost in a maze, bro.
He phoned police, bro. Police had to get him.
Tell us the news.
Newcastle United midfielder Joe Willock, 26, had to be rescued from York maze after a distress call was made to emergency services at around 5 p.m. on Tuesday. He'd been lost in UK's largest maze for approximately 6 hours.
Jesu!
Yeah.
But I was lost from
wait,
11
so
a.m.
Did they airlift him? How did they get him out of there? Because that's going to piss me off.
Where is this maze?
How did they get
go?
Him out? Because that's York, the way out York is maze. You're not the same anymore.
Have you ever gone to a maze?
Maze is dark, you know.
It's a
maze is
madness,
dark, bro.
I've done the Crystal Palace one,
did
but
you
it's
make
not.
It?
Yeah, of course.
He's here, isn't
was
it?
He with people, oh. though?
Yeah.
See?
But he weren't there by himself. What, you think one Joe Willock is there?
He's with the man them. He must be.
He's with the people.
He's with the man them.
So they were all useless.
Yeah.
Your friendship group has to change.
Terrible decisions.
Joe Willock got lost in a maze. Made a maze.
Amazing.
Nah.
Joe Willock got lost in a maze. Made of maze. Which is amazing.
But do you know why that's mad? Because you know what maze is?
What?
Like the plant.
The sweet. Yeah, like, yeah, you see with sweet corn and stuff. Yeah. So he could
M-A-I-Z-E.
just walk through that. Yeah.
Swear down. But that defeats the point.
I'm just saying, you can get out of that.
You're breaking the whole maze.
Tell me this maze, he could get through it. No, don't tell me he could have pushed it over.
Yeah, but that's what
yes,
I'm saying.
No, but boys, he's a... No, listen.
This... Brother, that's what I
Hold
said,
on.
Is it outside?
Don't criticize a man for being a good sport. He accepted that he lost.
Broski, 6 hours.
Broski accepted defeat.
No. He's lost in the maze. Why do you feel
everyone
like going for a
knows,
bush
listen,
is a good idea?
Everyone knows the
it's
maze
bush,
rules.
It's a maze.
Yeah?
Bush of maze.
Bro, you think bush of maze is simple?
Yeah, like man's gonna be stuck in the bush.
Looking like a Weetabix.
It's not the same as every other maze. It's made out of maze. Not every maze is made out of maze.
He's lost on the path, right? Bro, you want him to go crash into the bush and be stuck in the bush.
Bro, you keep talking about a bush that wasn't there.
But you don't know if the bush is the way out. You're just going to be stuck in the bush.
I will get my phone out and look at the maps.
Bro, you juggernaut through it, bro. You seen, have
not
you seen
everyone's
X-Men?
Your size, though.
Excellent.
Do you think Maps has the maze?
No, but it will show you where the nearest like
oh, so you just
road is.
Just
I'll go head that direction.
But you're moving mad. You said you're going to use Google Maps to get out of the maze.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, and
no,
he just didn't
want
to ruin his Rick Owens.
To know where the road is so you go through the maze that way.
So I'll use my initiative.
There could be 20 bushes
initiative.
Of maze. You're just going to crash through them. Just stuck in there.
He didn't want to ruin his swag. That's
so like Friday night, you lot never tried to just get into Fort Park with you and the man.
Have you not seen the Maze Runner?
Have you not tried that? Because that's...
I see Maze Runner.
If you've got six friends, there's no way you can't get through the maze.
You can go through the maze. I would use you to go through the maze.
Is it made of maze?
Yes.
You're a big guy.
All of us.
I'll follow you behind.
Bro, I'll be real. And you lot need to be honest. I would have phoned them the 2 minutes into getting lost. You meant 6 hours? Feds. Bro, I need help 2 minutes in.
Lippy, are you calling feds? However you answer this question is going to really let me know how, because I rate you. Will you call feds?
Find the bomber clout, we out.
Lippy, are you calling feds to get you out?
If it don't involve water, I'll survive any survival situation, bro. Any fam. Mountain, fire, volcano. If it's ocean, I'm out of there, innit? But if it's any other terrain, I'm making it out. Desert.
Yeah.
Fucking
is there a ticket entry for this place? Is there people that work there? It's
yeah,
just
probably,
yeah.
Yeah.
Call them.
No, but
and they can lead you out.
There's details of this story that I'm missing.
No,
calling Fed is
a massive
mad.
Maze, though. He's in
there. He's got stuff to do.
It's your ex-player, by the way.
Lot, the bottom line is this. They'll let us know in the comment section if they can make their way out. Because all they need to do right now is like, subscribe, and join our Patreon.
Join our Patreon.
Yeah?
Join the fantasy football. I'll never play fantasy football cheering for other players. But you lot play it. The code is UNL6R2. That stands for Universal Nations League. 6 rounds twice.
That's amazing.